नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर नंबर 21 टेक्स्ट नंबर 15 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ द वैदिक पाथ मंत्रस्य च परिज्ञानम् कर्मशुद्धि मदर्पणम् धर्मः संपद्यते षड्भिः अधर्म तु विपर्ययः मंत्रस्य च परिज्ञानम् कर्मशुद्धिर्मदर्पणम् धर्मसंपद्यते षड्भिः अधर्मस्तु विपर्ययः मंत्रस्य च परिज्ञानम् कर्मशुद्धिर्मदर्पणम् धर्मसंपद्यते षड्भिः अधर्मस्तु विपर्ययः मंत्रस्य च परिज्ञानम् कर्मशुद्धिर्मदर्पणम् धर्मसंपद्यते षड्भिः अधर्मस्तु विपर्ययः
मंत्र
Mataji's. Mantrasya, the purification of a mantra, cha and parijnanam, correct knowledge, karma of work, shuddhi, the purification, madarpanam, offering unto me, dharmaha, religiousness, sampaddite, is achieved, should be by the six, purification of place, time, substance, the doer, the mantras, and the work, adharmaha, irreligiosity, to, but, viparyayaha, otherwise. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. A mantra is purified when chanted with proper knowledge, and one's work is purified when offered to me. Thus, by purification of the place, time, substance, doer, mantras and work, one becomes religious. And by negligence of these six items, one is considered irreligious. Purport. One receives a mantra from the mouth of bona fide spiritual master, who instructs the disciple in the method, meaning and ultimate purpose of the mantra. The bona fide spiritual master in this age gives his disciples the mantra, or holy names of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One who chants this mantra, considering himself to be the eternal servant of the Lord, gradually learns to chant offenselessly, and by such purified chanting, quickly achieves the highest perfection of life. The Lord here summarizes his discussion of purity and impurity, which manifests ultimately in religious and irreligious life. Hare Krishna. There are people who are unfit for all three forms of yoga: karma, jnana and bhakti. And also they are inimical towards Lord and are very attached to sense gratification. And they are dominated by fruitive activities for their own sense gratification. And this chapter describes their faults in terms of place, time and substance and so forth. And in today's verse, Lord Krishna is personally explaining the purification of place, time, substance and doer, work and mantras. When one is purified of these six items, one is called religious, and one who neglects such purification is called irreligious. And in the purport, it is explained how one gets such mantra from his bona fide spiritual master and how one should chant the mantra received one. Once Srila Jayadeva Swami Maharaj was asked this question: is there anybody who is more merciful than Krishna? And Maharaj actually answered, yes, there is somebody who is more merciful than Krishna. Who is that person? The holy name itself. Because the day one we hear the holy name, The first thing anybody walks into temple or wherever he sees devotees, he sees, he hears the Hare Krishna mantra. And we are supposed to hear or chant this mantra at the time of death of our lives. And in between also we hear and chant this mantra. So that means our life is full of this Hare Krishna mantra, as if inundated by the holy name. Just like now we hear, there is so much inundation of water all over. Similarly, a life of a devotee is inundation of the holy name. And because we are inundated from everywhere with this holy name, a stage arises once in one's life, and that is familiarity. So therefore, it is said that familiarity breeds contempt, ati parichaya avagyat, satata gamana anadharo bhavati, malaye bhilla purandari chandanam kurukashta indanam kurute. That means, once a lady, a forest dweller, lived in a place where in the region of Malaya, where sandalwood trees were very common. And because she was forest dweller lady, and whenever she wanted food, I mean wood for her cooking, she would directly go into the sandalwood trees where they were available, and she would just chop at them and use them as a firewood. So that means sandalwood is used as firewood. Why? Because of familiarity. She was too familiar with the sandalwood trees available there. So same kind of thing happens with devotees. Ideally it should not happen like that. But it happens in the life of a conditioned soul who is practicing bhakti, that he becomes kind of too familiar with the holy name. So therefore, our acharyas like Srila Jiva Goswami, they have given us the formulas. He says that attentive hearing, attentive chanting, one is supposed to chant the holy names very, very attentively, and one does that, then he can also deal with the paraphernalia of the holy name, that is, everything below the sun is a property of the holy name, of Krishna. So one is supposed to deal with the property of Krishna very, very attentively. So these are the two things which are very important for a sadhaka. Attentive chanting and attentive dealings. In the recent Brahmachari Ishtagoshti, which was conducted, His Grace Gaurang Prabhu was giving a deeper insight to these principles. He said that actually, attentive chanting is the key. And when a devotee he is engaged in his service properly, and if he is very attentive to his services also, then it is said that he is actually reaping the fruits of his chanting. So just like every office goer is very much attentive to receive his salary check, isn't it? He cannot say that, no, I forgot to, you know, come to the office and get my check. He won't do that. He won't say that. Similarly, after studying very hard and, you know, writing so many exams, can somebody miss the convocation ceremony? Has that ever happened? No, not possible. Similarly, one who chants the holy name very attentively, he'll never miss that one part when the holy name rewards him. And how the holy name rewards him? With lot of services. So when one actually engages in his service very, very attentively, just like chanting attentively, when he is engaged in the service very, very attentively, and we can say that he is actually reaping the fruits of his chanting, which he is supposed to. Just like a farmer is very much eager to get the fruits back, the harvesting of his crops. So therefore, when one chants attentively, and when one attends to his service very, very attentively, then the third thing happens. Then and then only he can deal with everything that is the property of Krishna very, very attentively. So therefore, somehow or other we complete our quantity, that is our whatever number of rounds we chant. But somewhere the quality is compromised in the life of a sadhaka, conditioned soul. Knowing well our situation, the acharyas have repeatedly spoken about it. And especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 8, verse number 26, Srila Prabhupada writes, he says that actually holy name has very powerful potency, but there is a quality to such utterances also. It depends on the quality of feeling. A helpless man can feelingly utter the holy name of the Lord, whereas a man who utters the same holy name in great material satisfaction cannot be so sincere. These are the words written by Srila Prabhupada. That means that feeling of utter helplessness, that is very much emphasized. And we see the example in the life of Srimati Draupadi, that she also chanted the holy names. And in her chanting, three very essential points are mentioned. First, she chanted without any pride. She chanted without any pride. Because at that point of time, she no longer identified herself as the wife of five powerful husbands, the Pandavas. She never thought that I am, you know, wife of such great people, so they will protect me. And neither should she identified herself as a daughter of Drupada, because her birth was divine. She didn't come from any other normal way. She actually manifested herself from the fire when there was a fire sacrifice happening. So she actually manifested out of that fire sacrifice. Her birth was very, very divine. Although such a divine birth, having such divine birth, and being such a worthy wife of such great powerful husbands, there was no pride. So she chanted without any pride. That is also very, very important. And she chanted with full focus. Because when she tried herself, she couldn't succeed. And then what happened? She was looking around all those Bhishma, Krupa, Drona, and everybody else in the assembly, along with her five powerful husbands. When she saw them as fallible soldiers, she completely focused her mind on Krishna's holy name. That means she chanted with complete focus. And then she chanted with complete dependence. The third point. With utter helplessness, just like a child cries for her mother. Prabhupada used to give example of this one. That how one should chant the holy name. Just like a child cries for his mother. Because in that cry there is no any other thing other than the complete surrender and complete utter helplessness the child cries. So these are the points, these are the important elements that were present in the chanting of the holy names done by Draupadi. And therefore she could expect that miracle to happen. Krishna came and he saved her. That means her chanting was not like a parrot-like. Therefore Niti says that Kaka Krishna, Pika Krishna, Kaka Pika Kobheda, Vasante Kale Sannihite Kaka Kaka Pika Pika, it is said. That means Kaka is crow and Pika is parrot. Sorry, parrot means, in this case it is a quail, a cuckoo bird. Cuckoo bird and the crow, both are black in color. And what is the difference? Kaka pika ko bedha? How will we understand? At the time of spring, when Vasantakala comes, Vasantakale sannihite, kaka kaka pika pika. Then who is understood what? Kaka or the crow will crow, whereas the pika, it sings beautifully. Similarly, a parrot-like chanting can go on once in one's own life, but that is not going to help. Because at the time of death, it is explained in Garuda Purana that the 42,000 scorpions biting at a time. And that is the pain one undergoes at the time of death. And one has to chant at such severe pain, such precarious condition. How is it possible? Generally it is not possible. Only with the mercy of Guru and Krishna and Vaishnavas one may remember Krishna. Therefore it is very interesting that Krishna says, Smaran Muktva Kalevaram. Antakale chamameva smaran muktva kalivaram. That smaran, that remembrance is also sufficient because there is so much pain. One may not be able to chant the holy names at the time of death. But even one remembers it, even that is also sufficient. Therefore smaran word is used. But great souls, they can even chant at the time of death, no matter whatever is the pain. So therefore, parrot-like chanting is not important, that is not emphasized. Rather, the chanting should be like that of a helpless child. As in case of we saw Draupadi. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes in his Arunodaya Kirtan, the beautiful Vaishnava song he has written in the group of Deepa Gitavali. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jivana anitya janahasar tahe nana vidha vipadabhar namashrayakuri jatanatumi thakah apana kaje. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this life is temporary, completely filled with miseries. Now at least now take shelter of the holy name. And why? Because that is our eternal occupation. And because it is our occupation, eternal occupation, we are supposed to do that. There is no other way. To chant the holy name with complete dependence of Krishna. Then he goes on to explain, Jivana kalyana sadhana kam jagate asi e madhura nam avidya timira tapana rupe hrud gagana viraje. He says that this holy name is a great benediction of the Lord and it is very sweet in nature. So therefore the holy name has descended on this earthly planet and it shines like a sun in the heart of a devotee. And what is the significance of this sun? It destroys all the ignorance. Therefore, it is highly recommended to chant the holy names so that one can come out of ignorance. And then he goes on to explain the further stanza. He says that Krishna Nama Sudha Kuryapan Judava Bhakati Viruddha Prana Nama Vina Kichu Nahikuara Chaudhabhuvana Mache. He says that drink the nectar of the holy name, and by doing so you can satisfy me, Bhakti Vinod Thakur says. How to satisfy Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he himself is telling. One should chant these holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. And this is the way to glorify and please the acharyas like Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And then he says that I have searched in the entire material universe that containing 14 planetary system, and there is nothing more important than this holy name. So therefore, he is recommending us to take this holy name as life and soul. And the other day, you know, people celebrated Friendship Day, isn't it? Friendship Day. And I happened to see one beautiful English poetry in this regard I would like to recite. It is said that years may come and go. Here is one thing I know. All my life, you are a friend of mine. And you will come to know who is that friend very soon. And the next stanza, what if mountains fall? Nothing will happen at all. I'll be fine because you are my friend. You are friend of mine. Then you chanting back is my real friend. Worth more than gold is actually referring to chanting bead bag. Says that you chanting bag is my best friend, worth more than gold. You all Krishna's love my heart can hold. So it is the great property of a devotee is his chanting bead bag, isn't it? And Prabhupada used to comment sometimes. Devotees used to chant their rounds and they used to hang their bead bags. And Prabhupada used to walk around and would look at those beads, chanting bag. He used to comment, who is that great soul who has kept his chanting bag without feeding it continuously? Prabhupada used to say that you need not just keep after, you know, completing our rounds. You need to pick up as and when possible and feed the chanting beads with Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So therefore, Prabhupada used to say, whenever he used to give his chanting beads to the disciples at the time of initiation, he used to say, minimum 16 rounds. Minimum. So that means he wanted us to chant more than that. And devotees do chant more than that. We hear that there's a group of devotees headed by our Anand Brindavan Prabhu. They come together on special days like Ekadashi and other festivals. They chant 64 rounds. And how many devotees? Not 1, 2 or 10, 15. 50, 60 devotees come. And they sit and chant. And the rules are very strict. I heard that. You cannot get up or you cannot go anywhere around. And you cannot just drink water and this and that. The rules are very strict. And still devotees are coming and taking shelter of the holy names. Isn't it? So that means holy name has that sweetness. Devotees are tasting that holy name, sweetness of the holy name. So therefore, Śrīla Sanātana Goswāmī, understanding the precarious condition of conditioned soul, the sadhakas, he has given us the six effective rules for perfect chanting, which he has explained in his book called Hari Vilas. What is that? Hari Bhakti Vilas. Hari Bhakti Vilas is the book where he has written this. So he says that Manas Samskarana. The first point, Manas Samskarana. That means ability to control one's mind at the time of chanting especially. We all have observed, experienced that how mind wanders all over at the time of chanting especially. So it is said that Manas Samskarana, that means one has to bring back the mind on the holy name very forcefully. Just like a child, you know, small child goes here and there and everywhere. Mother is not disturbed, or mother is not very much bored, or how can I control this? She does it every time, as and when the child goes anywhere and everywhere. Every time she goes out and brings the child back. She is not bored to do this. She does it because it is her child. Similarly, it is the sadhaka's duty to bring the mind back, just like a mother brings her child back. And Srila Gaurkishdas Babaji Maharaj, he dictated one letter because he didn't know how to read and write. A letter to his disciple in which he said that the best way to concentrate on the holy name is to look at the holy name in a written format. So, Bhurijan Prabhu also says in the Japa book, we should have a mantra card in front of us and we should look at the holy name and utter the holy name. And it is not said by somebody else, none other than Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj has recommended this. To look at the holy name and chant, concentrate. Thus, the concentration can happen very easily. That is how he recommends. So we see that devotees like our Shadbhuj Prabhu, especially he does it. Actually, he sits with the mantra card, Hare Krishna mantra. He actually chants looking at the holy name. That is recommended by Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And the second item, Shaucham, purity. And internal purity and external purity is mentioned there. Internal purity, anyway, we chant the holy name, we worship the deities, we hear and read Srimad Bhagavatam. And for external, we have to, of course, bathe very, very nicely as and when possible, especially 3 times a day. And it is also recommended one should wear fresh, clean clothes so that he can concentrate on the holy name, because if the surrounding and if the clothes are not very clean, then one may not be able to chant the holy names very attentively. Many times devotees ask, what is the need, you know, so much? Because after all, it is internal process. Yes, it is internal, but also shaucham is not only applicable to internal cleanliness, but also external. And the third point is mauna, silence. And what is that silence? That is not to indulge in prajalpa, unnecessary talk, gossips here and there. One is not recommended to engage in it, because it drains away the very principle of bhakti. So therefore one should avoid this great enemy. And especially it is said that criticizing devotees, that is like a hathi apara, that is like a mad elephant offense. So therefore, one should observe this mauna, silence, that means prajalpa, one should give up. And the fourth point, he mentions that mantrartha chintana. That means contemplation on the meaning of the mantra which we chant. And thanks to Srila Prabhupada, who has given us the meaning of this Hare Krishna mantra. And what is that? O all-attractive Krishna, O merciful Srimati Radharani, please kindly engage me in your devotional service. And that is the mantra artha, the meaning of Hare Krishna mantra. So one is recommended to meditate on the mantra as well when one chants. So mantra artha chintana, and in today's purport is also mentioned that one should actually meditate on the meaning of the mantra, and then one can get quick results. And the fifth point is avyagratva. Avyagratva actually is patience. And it is said that don't rush to complete our prescribed rule, rounds. We can chant our rounds, there is enough time. And the tendency is to, just to complete or finish the rounds. And that having that satisfaction idea, I have finished my rounds. So here it is especially mentioned that one should not rush to complete or finish his rounds. Can you imagine a meeting with a person who is not at all interested in meeting you? That means he wants to complete, he wants to finish your meeting with him as soon as possible, very quickly. He just wants to get rid of you. How do you feel? We'll feel disgusted. We said, come on, if you are not interested in me, then I am also not interested in you. So you may just walk away. The same thing can happen. When we say that, no, I want to complete my, I have to finish, I'll finish somehow or other. Okay, we can do so. Then what will be the result? Yes, we have finished our rounds. The Krishna can also say that, okay, before you finish, I'll finish you. You take rest, better you take rest. Because I don't want somebody who is so much disinterested in me. Nobody likes this kind of dealings. So how can Krishna like this? So he is also a person. So therefore this patience or avyagrata is very, very important. We need not be rushing through our rounds. Very important point. And the sixth point, he mentioned that anirveda. And what is that? Being steadfast. That means utsahat nishaya dhairyat. The results will come. Prabhupada used to say, work now, samadhi later. Work hard now and you can reap the results of chanting in due course of time. So therefore, one may not get the results very soon. So therefore one should have that patience. And that patience is anirveda. So it may take at least one lifetime to perfect one's chanting. So therefore we need not rush. We did not become, what will happen? When will I reap the results of my chanting? Yes, we will reap in due course of time. So therefore we have to be steadfast with the process. And these six points can convince one that chanting is a mission, lifetime mission. It's not a matter of, sitting in the morning or whenever we get time and finish our rounds. We should take this chanting as a mission of our life. This is how it is recommended. And we need to have some personal example set by devotees, isn't it? Because an example is better than precept, as they say. And of course, there are so many examples. Just to highlight a few, I would like to take this example of two great souls in ISKCON. The first one is Her Grace Ladini Mataji, disciple of Srila Prabhupada.
And actually once she wrote a letter to Yamuna Mataji when she was in Africa. In that war zone, she actually wrote a letter. In her letter actually she poured her heart and she explained how to chant the holy name. She wrote in that letter that there is nothing more important than chanting. And chanting should be very deep. So many devotees fall prey to illusion simply because they let down their guard. If you maintain 16 rounds and 4 principles, you are completely protected by Guru and Krishna. But any lack is very dangerous, she says. Don't chant it attentively. Earlier you chant, sweeter it is. All enthusiasm, determination and patience and perseverance is in these glorious names. So Mataji is emphasizing how it is very important to chant attentively. And whatever we want, whatever we desire, everything is there in the holy name. We don't want to look here and there. All we need to chant the holy names as attentively as possible. And actually she showed by her own example. It is written in that book, Legacy of Love, that she used to get up something around 2:30 in the morning, by the way, not in the afternoon. Early morning, 2:30, she used to get up and she used to chant. Within 15 minutes, she used to be ready to chant the holy names. And she chanted very loudly. And walking back and forth in the temple room, it is said in that book. And when she chanted, she used to go in trance. Devotees have observed it. And when the chanting was going on, the speciality of Mataji chanting is that she used to play Prabhupada's tape. You know, Prabhupada's, sometimes devotees play the tape of, you know, recordings of Srila Prabhupada chanting the holy names. And Mataji used to hear simultaneously and chant back and forth in the temple room. Devotees have written it. And of course we see how she reaped the results of her chanting. That means she was completely engaged, fully engaged throughout the day. And there is actually her daily schedule. It's just like, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's schedule. He used to get up and, you know, and do his writings and then conversation and writing letters and going to his office. Similarly, Mataji's day was completely packed because she was reaping the results of her chanting. And secondly, Jayananda Prabhu. And it is said that he had explicit faith in the three entities. One is holy name, another one is Srila Prabhupada's instruction, and the third one is prasadam. And these are the three deities actually he worshipped in his life. Holy name, instruction of his spiritual master, and prasadam. And whenever he used to get the chance, he used to lead the kirtan and he would encourage others to lead kirtans, and he personally played kartals and brudangs and he chanted in ecstasy every time in dancing. And he would cook prasadam himself and he would take out that prasadam and he used to distribute amongst all the common people in that corner of the world, United States. And he used to give the prasadam and he used to tell them to chant the holy names. And his personality was so attractive, so genuine, so pure. Anybody who came in touch with him, they got hooked to the holy name. And he used to say in his lecture, he gave many lectures, and he used to say, just have faith in the holy name. Just chant these holy names. Everything will happen in due course of time. Don't worry. He used to emphasize again and again. Just have faith in the holy name. And a great disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Karandar Prabhu, when he was undergoing so many spiritual difficulties in his life, he happened to meet Jayananda Prabhu. Jayananda Prabhu gave him so much of support and help. He told Karandar Prabhu, you know, things doesn't happen, they don't happen always smoothly in Krishna consciousness. There will always be ups and downs. Don't worry, continue. Have faith in the holy name. And just continue on, go on with your service. And Karandar Prabhu, just by coming in touch with Jayananda Prabhu for few minutes and hearing the words uttered by Jayananda Prabhu, he became once again enthusiastic, and again he came back to spiritual life, and again he continued. And that was the power of association of Jayananda Prabhu, who had so much faith in the holy name. And we also see so many devotees in our temple who have such great love for chanting the holy names. We have Shadbhuj Prabhu, we have Gopinath Chandra Prabhu, we have Sudam Prabhu, we have Gaurgopal Prabhu, we have Avatar Leela Prabhu, we have Revati Valla Prabhu, so many devotees. Anand Mrindan Prabhu, of course, they have made their life successful by taking shelter of these holy names, because there is a great benediction given by the Lord, isn't it? So therefore, we can take inspiration from these devotees and also take this mission of chanting the holy names very, very seriously. And it is said that in Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami has written, Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapya Vidya Pitto Patapta Rasanasya Narochikano Kintadara Dhanudinat Khalisaiva Jishta Swadit Kramat Bhavatitad Gadamula Hantri. He says that Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapi Avidya. Chanting of the holy names is very, very sweet, just like a sugar candy. Who doesn't want to relish sugar candy? Everybody should, actually. But often, holy name appears very bitter. Why is it so? He explains there. Sitapi avidya. Although it is as sweet as sugar candy, but because of ignorance, avidya, one cannot taste the holy names. Then what is the recommendation given by him? He says that, Kintu Adarad Anudinad Khalu Saiva Jashta. Adarad means giving up all offenses to the holy name, 10 offenses to the holy name. And Anudinad, every single day, regularly, one should chant the holy names. Anudinad and Adarad. Adarad is to give up all the offenses to the holy name. And also Anudinat, regularly, every single day one should chant the holy name. And very soon he promises that one will overcome this problem, and Tadgada Mool Hantri. All the problems are taken care. From the root they are not picked up and thrown away. And that is how this holy name works. So that, but one should be able to chant the holy names very attentively, giving up all the offenses. So therefore, once I was meeting with a doctor, Ayurvedic doctor, he was mentioning that there are some rejuvenating herbs and medicines by taking which one can actually rejuvenate one's own health. That caused as rasayanas. And he mentioned that they should be taken early in the morning. I said, is it Brahma Muhurta? He said, yes. In Brahma Muhurta hour, if you take them, they will actually help you. Then what about if I forget? Then he said, yeah, you can take, but you won't get similar results. If you want to get the highest result, then you should take these medicines early in the morning before sunrise. Similarly, the holy names is called as Rasayana. Krishna Rasayana. Idam Shariram Parinama Peshalam Patanti Avasham Shatasandhi Jarjaram Kimaushadam Pruchasi Muda Durmate Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam Piba. It is explained in that Mukundamala Sutra. King Kulashekar, he says that Idam Sharinam Parinama Peshalam. That means this material body which we are taking care of so much, this is going to fall down one day. And before it falls down, many things happen. He says that Shata Sandhi Jarjaram. That means he will face so many difficulties. Therefore, he is saying that Kim Aushadam Pruchasi Muda Durmate. Why are you searching for this medicine and that medicine? Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam Pabe. He says that just take this elixir, nectar of the holy name. That doesn't mean that we should not take care of our health. We need to. But ultimately we should depend on the holy name, because that is the real nectar of the life. So this Rasayana, as it is mentioned, should be taken. Best time would be in the early morning hours. When we chant these holy names, we can get the highest results. So such are the glories of the holy name. Who can actually accomplish the task of glorifying the holy name? The acharyas have actually done it. So therefore it is said that madhurena samapayet. At the end, there should be something very sweet. Isn't it? So therefore I would like to quote this verse written by Rupa Goswami in the glorification of the holy name. Actually, in two instances Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in front of Rupa Goswami in Jagannath Puri. He actually told him, you have written those verses against the holy name. Why don't you chant it? Why don't you chant it? Mahaprabhu actually wanted to hear the Krishna personally in the form of holy name. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to hear. And Rupa Goswami was very shy. He was not willing to do so. Mahaprabhu urged him again and again, why don't you chant? Why don't you chant those names? Or the verses you have written. Actually, he has written these verses in the play. He has written Vidagdha Madhava. Beautiful compilation of verses. After being emphasized by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to speak this verse, hesitantly Rupa Goswami speaks this. He says that Tunde Tandavini Ratim Vitanute Tundavali Labdhe Karna Krodha Kadambini Ghatayate Karnair Bhuvedya Spruham Cheta Prangana Sangini Vijayate Sarvendriyanam Kritim Najane Janita Kyabdhir Amrtai Krishneti Varnadvai. This is that verse. And Mahaprabhu wanted to relish it. And again, second time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his hut with Sarvam Bhattacharya, Ramanand Rai, and other devotees, Swarup Damodar Goswami. And again he told Rupa Goswami to recite this verse. And this time he was too much embarrassed, because there were so many great souls in front of him. Actually, second time he could not recite this verse. He was too shy to recite. So taking note of this, Actually, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he actually recited this verse because Mahaprabhu wanted to hear this verse. So therefore, for the pleasure of Mahaprabhu, second time, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he recited this verse. And the translation goes like this. I don't know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that holy name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind. And therefore, all the senses become inert. So for us, it may be, you know, just like any other verse, because we have no realization of this verse. But actually, this is what is waiting for us. And this is what at least one gets when chants attentively and without any offense. So therefore, our future is very bright. We don't have to worry. We have to just go on chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Actually, I have spoken beyond my realization, so please pardon me. And please pray for me so that I can realize what I have spoken one day. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे।